The Philippines associates itself with a statement delivered by the distinguished permanent representative of Venezuela on behalf of NAM. In our national capacity, we reiterate our unwavering commitment to the elimination of weapons of mass destruction, recognizing the integral role of the Biological Weapons Convention in this regard. The universalization and comprehensive coordinated implementation of the convention remain fully relevant to the international security architecture and must take into account, on one hand, the indispensable value of life sciences in achieving sustainable development agenda, and on the other hand, the threat of accidents, misuse, and terroristic acts involving biological agents. The Philippines attaches great importance to a continued multi-stakeholder and cross-cutting approach to achieve the convention's objectives. We acknowledge the contributions of international and regional organizations, the scientific community and industry, the academe, think tanks, NGOs, and CSOs in assisting state parties in adopting a coordinated and holistic strategy towards effective treaty implementation. We commend the work done at the 5 meetings of experts in August, which enabled state parties to engage in focused and substantive discussions to take forward common understandings and effective action to strengthen the convention. Sustaining the vigor of the MX process through its interactive format is crucial as we pursue a productive ISP in the lead-up to the 2021 review conference. Mr. Chair, we are aware of the differing capacities and resources of states parties in fully meeting their obligations under the convention. We thus underscore the importance of international cooperation and assistance under Article 10, as well as in addressing preparedness and response gaps at the operational level. The Amex One this year, which the Philippines had the honor of chairing, generated rich discussions not only on the challenges and obstacles, but also good practices, innovative approaches, and opportunities for improved synergies among stakeholders. They provide good basis for elaborating concrete measures to shape more robust and sustainable cooperation mechanisms within the framework of the convention. The Philippines also had the privilege of hosting the regional workshop on science and technology in Manila from 21 to 22 November in cooperation with the EU and the ISU. It gathered 55 experts across Asia and underlined, among other points, the need to convey the relevance of the convention to everyday activities and research in the life sciences and to strengthen the connection between our discussions in Geneva with practice on the ground. At the national level, the Philippines continues to implement a unified and whole-of-government approach to counter the threat of WMDs under the CBRN National Action Plan. Our security, health, S&T, and diplomatic sectors regularly coordinate to improve our regulations, processes, and infrastructure for threat reduction, risk management, preparedness, and response, while also leveraging the excellent bilateral, regional, international partnerships we have formed throughout the years in knowledge exchange and capacity building. On transparency measures, the Philippines has strived to submit reports on confidence-building measures, and we recognize the value of this tool and other voluntary CBMs as discussions on institutionalized monitoring, assessment, and verification mechanisms are ongoing. Mr. Chair, we share the concerns of other states' parties on the financial issues that have perennially challenged our work and the ISU. In this regard, we highly appreciate the thoroughness with which you have worked over the last months to study the issues and propose common ground solutions. We believe that the urgency of this matter requires us to take timely decisions in this MSP, and we fully support the adoption of practical measures on the basis of consensus that would place the convention on sound financial ground. In closing, we wish to refer to the paper issued last May by the UN Secretary General, where he affirmed that the BWC remains the primary international framework for responding to challenges of the acquisition, development, and use of biological weapons. He raised a challenge to the states' parties on particular points of strengthening BWC institutionally, reinforcing implementation mechanisms, and setting in place operational capacities to respond to biological attacks and provisions to verify compliance with the convention. We agree that these are salient facets of our work which merit the full attention and the committed engagement of all states' parties during the ISP. I thank you, Mr. Chair, and assure you of our delegation's full support.